Should climate scientists have a stronger voice in the media? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Climate scientists have worked for decades behind the scenes. Now some are pushing for regular contributions from climate scientists in the media. So what is the best way to get accurate climate science into mainstream media? Kim Cobb is a professor and director of the Global Change Program at Georgia Tech. Kim, first, what are your biggest takeaways from this latest fourth national climate assessment that came out last week?
Well, obviously, we've known for a while that the general trajectory for climate change is very sobering and very drastic. What I really was struck by this report is how they brought it down to the community level, and they really spelled out extremely clearly what communities are going to be facing over the next decades and, of course, beyond, and what they can do to prepare themselves and protect their lives, their property, their economies from these very known impacts. So very actionable material here.
There are so many highly qualified climate scientists who are actually pretty good at media. We talked to several of them. You're known as one of those. What's the right role for climate scientists in the media going forward?
I hope that they can help translate and bring to life these black and white words and these fancy graphs so that every American can understand what we're facing as a nation. So we have important decisions to make at the national level with respect to how much risk we want to bake into the future. But we also have really important decisions to make at the community level, the city level, the state level, as we grapple with decisions about how to protect ourselves from these impacts today and going forward. And so it's that kind of translating role, sticking to the facts, but really helping people understand what it means for them in their daily lives and important decisions that policymakers are making on their behalf. That's what I aspire to do as a communicator here.
Kim, I've noticed what seems like a sea change in the last days since this latest climate report, kind of a push for more regular content from climate scientists in national media like the Washington Post and the New York Times. Does that sound like a good idea to you?
Oh, absolutely. It's so long overdue. And it's not just the scientists who find themselves in the media like myself or some of my colleagues like Michael Mann, Catherine Hayhoe, but there's such a deep bench of expertise really located in people's home institutions across their state that they could be reaching out to. Really, scientists are there to help and serve the public, and we want to do nothing more than that. So it really is about building an army of people who are on the speed dial of policymakers and the speed dial of stakeholders who want to know what's going on. And we're trying to build that, but we obviously need some time to do that.
Kim Cobb, professor and director of the Global Change Program at Georgia Tech, thanks so much for sharing your perspective today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
My name is Jamez Staples. I am the founder and president of Renewable Energy Partners in Northgate Development. I'm a North Minneapolis resident, and I'm a climate warrior. I'm in the renewable energy business, and the intent is to make sure that we have equity in terms of participation from people of color in the industry. What equity is to me is making sure that people of color are actually engaged in the workforce component, as well as the climate conversation. A lot of times, we are people that aren't engaged, and then we don't know anything about the career pathways either. So what's important is that we raise that as an opportunity for folks to see that they can participate if they want to in terms of a financial opportunity, but at the same time, making sure that they see the pathway of how they get there. So we are now, because we have to, we're developing the project, we're installing the project, and we're training the folks. So success to me is how many people we can actually get trained, get employed, and actually help them ladder themselves out of whatever situation they're in, as well as the bottom line of business. Are we healthy? Are we producing revenue? Are we benefiting financially ourselves too as a company? And we've been successful up until this point. It's been some challenges, obviously. It's not a traditional for-profit venture. If I had my way, which I'm trying heavily to influence this, is to make sure that this is a place of sustainability. We're looking at electric vehicle charging stations training. We're looking at green infrastructure, solar, and some of the other pathways that can ultimately help students get to where they want to go for sustainability careers, but at the same time, make sure that they have access.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.